Now I'm going to have Craig to introduce our next gentleman, Mr. Frank Williams. You go ahead, Craig.
Yes, sir. Mr. Frank Williams with Ronald Johnson & Associates, he's our city engineer, is here tonight to with Timothy from Commonwealth Engineering to help kind of put in perspective, so to speak, some of the things that we may be looking at possibly trying to do at our sewer facility or wastewater treatment plant, some things that could be coming up in the future, and kind of where we stand now. Mr. Frank.
Thank you, Craig. Mayor, Council, pleasure to come before you. As Craig said, I just want to give you some food for thought because this is a long, drawn-out process. I've looked at your wastewater treatment plant a couple of times. As a matter of fact, Craig and I are working to make some extremely needed repairs on your dry box. You got three pumps in there, and basically one of them are working. So we're ordering some new pumps, some new controls, and that's not going to be cheap. But luckily, you do have some cleaner water funds to take care of that due to cost savings on your main sewer line that you just repaired off of Lincoln Street. Your plant is well over 50 years old. It's really outdated. It's undersized. It's rated at 0.63 million gallons a day, so 630,000 gallons a day. It stays under that on dry days. When you get the kind of rains that we're having lately, it can't handle it. It exceeds the capacity. The sewer isn't quite treated properly. It just needs some work. In addition to the sewer lines, you're no different than any other community this age. You have miles of vitrified clay pipe in the ground. It's just old clay pipe. Main sewer lines are typically located near a ditch because that's the way the water flows. So that's the way the sewer is going to flow. The roots get into the pipe. They crack, just like roots in a sidewalk that you see heaved up. Roots do the same thing for the pipe. So it's near a ditch. When we get a bunch of rain, all the rain goes to the cracks. So that rating of those dry days of 350,000 gallon may go to 800,000 gallon. So, and the problem is, we don't know where it's coming from right now because it's all underground. Last list Craig gave me, y'all have 17 lift stations. I can't take you to one and say on a rainy day that one pumps twice as much as it should, or pumps three times as much as it should. We just don't know right now. So that's one thing I'm trying to propose, is that I'd be allowed to get a proposal together, a study, put flow meters on these lift stations so that we can look at each one of them and see which ones are causing you the worst problems, and then you can concentrate on that drainage basin. You have a certain area that flows into that lift station, basically from uphill to downhill. Lift station's at the bottom of the hill. That's just the way it works. So we isolate each one of those drainage basins and figure out which one of them is increasing in the most flow. And that's the ones we go after. Hopefully, we just did this in Greenville. I found one basin that was it was like quadruple. We went in there and did cured in place, pipe lining, pipe bursting, replaced all the main line, and cut the I&I to the plant by a couple hundred thousand gallons in big rain. So but you got to know where to go. Right now, I can't tell you. So I want to put that study together, and Amy Frode down at PAD has been wonderful in finding monies for that. It was an 80-20 grant for Greenville, so they, 80 cents out of every dollar was basically a gift, and that's a hard thing to turn down. So that's what we want to do for that. We also need to look at the plant. Now, we can chip away at the fixing the pipes, you know, $1 million at a time, whenever it's available, whenever we get the grants. When you go into the plant, it's a totally different animal. We're patching now, and Craig has patched in the past and done a wonderful job. But it just needs some major work on replacement. And you're in the millions there. Greenville's estimated at close to $25 million. Timothy Gillum with Commonwealth, another company that we partner with, their company specializes in water plants and wastewater treatment plants. Luckily, Timothy has a lot of connections in the political world. He knows where the pocketbooks are, and so we're lucky to have him. Commonwealth's lucky to have him to try and find that money. We got a good start at Greenville, but you know, it's still an uphill battle. They have a little bit of advantage over Cadiz because they have the Wendell H. Ford Military Training Center right there. That they're able to potentially pull some money out of the defense fund, which Cadiz doesn't have. But the other thing that we need to concentrate on or keep in the back of our mind about why this project is so important is you have an industrial park out there with an empty spec building. It can't generate a whole lot of sewer waste. I mean, you just don't have the capacity left in that plant. So you got that spec building, you got an additional 50 acres left in that industrial park, and then you have 250 acres under option by your IDA. So you have a lot of available land, but you got to have the infrastructure to furnish utilities to those potential businesses. And I mean, in the past month, Sharon Butts has sent us two proposals that we need this information. And the problem's always been your sewer plant. You got a wonderful, beautiful water plant out there, but you can generate the water, you just can't treat it after it gets used. So, and those are, in all honesty, they're maybe 2 to 3 years to get the money, and then another couple of years to build a plant. So, you know, if Sharon lands some big plant that have 150 jobs paying $35 an hour, the state will give you the money. But if you don't have the jobs associated with it, and you need it just for the existing town to continue to operate, to take care of the sewer, and the state is looking at more and more regulations all the time. You know, they're looking at the drugs in your sewage now because they're called forever drugs. They just never go away. So they're looking at a lot of different things, and you got to modernize, and your plant just, it's not worth spending the money just to keep patching it. So because it is such a long process, you got to start. That's why we got Commonwealth involved, because we're the experts in the designing of the plant and searching out the money. So with that, I'm going to introduce Timothy Gillum with Commonwealth Engineers.
Thanks for the introduction, Frank, and it's an honor to be here tonight in Cadiz. I am Timothy Gillum with Commonwealth Engineers. I'm a business development manager for Commonwealth, so don't ask me any super tough technical questions. We'll leave that to Frank. But I live in Bowling Green, and that's where Commonwealth's office is located. Most of our clients in Kentucky are located in this part of the state or in south central Kentucky over towards Lake Cumberland. And so Cadiz is very much within our footprint of where we currently do a lot of work. And as Frank said, you know, we do consider ourselves to be sort of a niche firm that specializes in water and wastewater projects, and in particular, those large plant-sized projects. Two communities in particular, Frank mentioned Greenville, where they need a new wastewater plant, and then we're also doing a project of substantial size over in Albany, where they need a new water plant. We've been in Albany there for about a year now, in Greenville for a couple. And as Frank said, he's right, these things take a lot of time to come together because you are seeking a significant amount of money in the tens of millions of dollars And a lot of times you're looking at, you know, it's probably rare that you'd have one funding source for this size of project. You're really probably talking multiple funding sources. And so it really is a big puzzle, right, to put all these pieces together and figure out how to come up with the funds to start on such a large project. And then there's also, you know, these different phases, you know, your preliminary phase where you're kind of doing the investigatory part, and then the design phase, and then you're talking construction. So it really is a long process, in at least several years for it all to come together. And so I think where Commonwealth shines is, you know, we take the approach of being a partner alongside the community and helping identify and go after those funding sources. You know, obviously partnering with the ad is huge. Amy does a great job at the Penny Rile ad. And so working alongside the ad, the city, but then also those other state and federal agencies where there might be funds available. You know, at the state level, you're talking about the Kentucky Infrastructure Authority, the Department of Local Government, the Cabinet for Economic Development, your state legislators. At the federal level, you're talking, you know, obviously your federal delegation in Congress, but also USDA and EDA. I mean, there's so many different players. And so, well, the approach that we take is not just a singularly focused approach. All right, we're going to go out and get some KIA money. We want to look at the whole picture. Let's figure out what's best for the community and the project. Can we find grant dollars? Let's find as many grant dollars as possible, and try to do it that way. So kind of a holistic approach, where we try to uncover every stone. And if something doesn't work out, we can look another place as well. And so, I don't know if anybody has any questions. You know, the one thing that I would encourage, from Commonwealth's perspective, you know, you guys have an existing and established relationship with Frank. But one of the things we typically recommend to a community that's embarking on this type of project is to look at going through the procurement process, which is distinctly different than signing a contract, right? The procurement process just being, hey, we're making an agreement to that we're going to select this company to do this work, with the understanding that there's nothing contractual in place because the funds aren't available yet. So, but what that procurement process does is a couple things. One, it's a step in the process that you'll most likely have to do anyways. I mean, anytime you're taking on state or federal funds, they're going to require you to go through a procurement process anyways, especially if you don't have an existing relationship with a firm. And while we partner with Frank, if we'd be working with Katie's, then that relationship wouldn't exist, and so procurement would be necessary anyways at some point. But the other thing that procurement does on our end is it just allows us to be a little bit more comfortable in acting aggressively on the city's behalf as we're having these conversations with state and federal partners. You know, that, you know, we are representing Katie's, and yes, we are trying to identify funding for them for this project. It just kind of binds us together a little bit that we've agreed to work together once we find funds available to move forward with the project. So, happy to answer any questions. It's an honor to be here, appreciate your time.
Timothy, let me ask you this. How can we be competitive at acquiring these funds?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, you know, the first thing I'd say is persistence, and that's a little bit where we come in. You know, it is easy to miss funding opportunities because, quite frankly, there's a lot of opportunities out there. You don't always hear about them. You may miss an email. You may miss a call. And so that's a little bit what I see as our role in this process, is making sure we don't miss those opportunities that could help fund the project. And so just in terms of, you know, being competitive, I think that would be my number one answer, is having a team, your engineering, the city, the ad, all working as one to making sure that we're applying for every opportunity that's available for the city and not letting this thing, not wasting 6 months, oh, we missed that out. No, let's do it now, because as we've said, this thing takes a while, and so you know, we've got to stay on top of all these different opportunities to help this thing come to fruition.
Do you see those things come through? Is that, it's something that you're on top of, the emails, the calls? Is that something that you're...
Yeah.
That your company's on top of to be able to help us get that funding?
Yeah, there's actually the city of Albany, where we're looking to try to build a new water plant. We became aware of an opportunity just a few weeks ago, a significant funding opportunity through the federal government, and immediately jumped on that application, and we'll have that turned in here in just a few weeks. So yeah, I mean, that's a big part, because look, the reality is for a project of this size, unless we help you all find the funds for it, I mean, you all can't do it, and we're not going to make any money. You know, so it's sort of mutually beneficial for us to act aggressively to find those dollars for you, because we understand that Katy's can't afford a $30 million sewer plant.
That is correct.
So we have a lot of incentive to act aggressively, like you said.
Are you like an overseas company that you are directing everyone to various money possibilities, and are you overseeing others that might be added to you all to actually do the building? I mean, you don't do the building.
So we're not a construction company. So what our role is, and it'd be similar to what Frank does as well, is, you know, we do the preliminary work, figuring out what are the issues, what are the solutions, and then designing those solutions, and then helping the city bid that out to a contractor who would then come in, build the project to the specifications that the engineer established, and the engineer making sure that those specifications are met.
Yeah, they're not only what you would think of as an engineering firm like me. They design things totally. But they also have a separate department within their company, which is one of the things that Timothy does, is go out and try and find the money for the communities to be able to build what they design. Mm-hmm. Now, we've mentioned Greenville a couple of times. Greenville's in worse shape than you are. I mean, their plant is worse. So they authorized Commonwealth to go ahead and design a new plant. So they voted to expend the money to hire them to just go ahead and design. Now, as that's being done, Timothy and other people in his company are also going to search for the money. But when that money becomes available, everybody's heard the term shovel ready. So they're going to have the plans in place so that they don't, because those plans could take almost a year to get done. So when the money's there, they'll say, we're ready. Here's the plans. Throw it out on the table. That ranks you up way up the ladder if you've got something ready to be built. You know, the other thing, Mayor, you commented, how do you get higher rankings? As I said, Sharon Butts and IDA have thrown a couple, not proposals, but inquiries by other companies for the spec building, for potential other lots out there. Communication from her that, you know, company ABC really wanted to locate here, but we just didn't have enough sewer capacity. We think we would have had a 75% chance. I'm just making up stuff now. But, you know, correspondence from her saying that not having that facility in place has hampered Cadiz and Trigg County from acquiring jobs and tax revenue and so forth and so on. That improves your ranking to show the need. But, you know, again, whatever you can do to get closer to the build stage through, you know, procurement of us, or, you know, as Timothy said, there's no charge on that right now until we find the money. You know, but you got to get, there's a phase called preliminary engineering report. And you got to have that done to be able to even know what truly you need and the realm of the cost, whether it's $10 million, $15 million, $20 million. And all we can tell you, I mean, everybody goes to the grocery store, everybody goes to buy a new car. The longer you kick that can down the road, $10 million is $12 million next year. It's $14 million the next year. And that's just the way it is. And Craig just gave you an example. I mean, he's waiting 6 weeks on an electric motor. We just ordered a couple pumps for your lift station in behind McDonald's back there. It's 6 weeks for those pumps. And I mean, you get into electric controllers, and it could be 6 months. So I mean, you know, everything is so delayed, and you know, everything in these plants, wastewater treatment plants, water plants, they're all computerized right now. And you know, it just takes a long lead time.
So right. Frank, do we need to give you like a motion and second for you to start as like on the lift stations and stuff like that?
Yes,
sir.
Okay. I'll get a proposal. I'll get a proposal done, and you know, and get it to Craig. And it's going to take me a little while, but just you know, y'all nodding, saying you think that's what you want to do. I'm not going to charge you anything. To put a proposal.
Is it something that you're looking at trying to just to redo any of this one here, or just doing away with it and doing a whole new?
Right now, if I was a betting man, I'd say you're going to get a new one. I mean, you spend $10 million on that one, and you still have a 55-year-old plant. Mm-hmm. It's just got a new coat of paint on it, some new parts.
But you're going to do an evaluation on the 17 lift stations
trying
to get us
through this
hump, right?
That's all.
So it's kind of two separate things.
That is
moving forward on the lift stations and determining if we're going to move forward on a full new facility.
Right. But we need to look at, you know, as Timothy said, some type of advertisement or procurement for consulting services on the wastewater treatment plant, knowing that really not going to be in charges because you don't have any money right now until we get started and identify things.
Well, I'll make a motion we get started.
So just on the proposal on the lift stations right now. All right, I have a motion and second. Susan Hendricks has made that motion. Todd Wallace has seconded that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any like sign, motion carried. Frank, get to work. I'm joking, Lee.
Now, if we decide to go, you know, this will be step one. And then as we're going to need somebody to try to find the different places where we might get money. And someone to oversee what is done with that money and with the building. Is that what you all do? I'm still working on that.
So we, what Commonwealth, and maybe I'll try to, what
Dumb
Commonwealth Engineers does is we help communities, first we help communities find, you know, identify kind of what the problems are and what the potential solutions are. Work with the community to identify potential funding sources, help the community apply for those funding sources. And then, just like with Frank, design those projects and then see it through bidding and construction. So we do the same stuff as Frank. I think Frank would just say that Commonwealth's a little bit better suited at the large plant projects, and we have a little bit more. We're a little bit larger office, so we have a team that focuses on those funding, finding those funding opportunities.
That's just a part of your company.
That's right. So, so we partner with Frank, and so that's why I characterize that fairly. So yeah.
So you see it through.
Yeah.
From
start to finish.
Okay, and there's fees all along.
Not until we, A, find money for
right. The
community and there's a contract in place. So that this initial part where we're just looking for opportunities and applying for funding, there's no fees there. You know, I'll tell you, in Greenville, we've invested probably nearly $100,000 in going after money for, and that's just on Commonwealth. That's not that's not a, on the city. That's just Commonwealth investing time in Greenville to find funding for their wastewater plant.
But then if that funding is found, then there will be cost through your company for overseeing.
For designing.
For designing
and overseeing.
Yeah. Would they also be overseeing the actual building?
Yes.
Because I was involved with that when we did, the building across the street. And we had a committee. And we had to meet periodically to check all the money, where it went, how it was used, who got it. And there was a organization or a group that would oversee all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of this is done sort of in conjunction. It's a group effort, right? It's Commonwealth Engineers is also likely working closely with the Pennyryle Area Development District, working with the city, because depending on where the money's coming from, there's going to be different requirements. And a lot of times if you get a federal grant, there's reporting requirements, audits, things that have to be done. And so that's all done in conjunction with those partners ourselves, the ad, the city. And so that's one piece of it. But also, you know, as contractors are coming in and building the project, you know, part of our job is to make sure they're doing things that as we design them to be. There very much is an oversight component to it throughout the whole process.
At what point does it start that once you get money procured, is it when you have all of it to build the whole project?
That's a good question. I'd say, every project's a little bit different, I think. But I think what's sometimes typical is you find a little bit of money to get started on a, perhaps like Frank said, a preliminary engineering report. And that's sort of your start. And then maybe your next step is you're trying to find that design money. You know, the design money is typically a smaller, percentage of what the overall, the biggest chunk of money is the construction dollars, obviously. And so, it would be typical to say, hey, let's see if we can identify money for a PER and or design. And then maybe, like Frank said, maybe you get it shovel ready, and then you're more competitive to go after those construction dollars because you do have a shovel ready project once after it's designed. So a lot of times it is piecemeal over time. Yeah.
So do we need a motion to kick off the procurement process?
I think
for
so.
This?
Yeah.
Craig, did you have a question to you?
I believe, and Mr. Frank, you speak up if I'm saying this wrong. Mayor, if the council so desires to move forward, then we'll probably need a
motion
set up bid to accept bids.
Well, to set qualifications.
Qualifications.
For the procurement, as Timothy said, you'll select a company, but there just won't be any billing until we start.
Yes,
I would make that motion.
Todd Wallace made the motion. Brandon Price is second. All in favor say aye. Any like sign, motion will carry.
I want sewer.
Thank y'all, Frank. Thank you.
Absolutely.